Greetings, dear friends. In that name that is precious to God the Father, in that name which is precious to all of us who know and love the blessed Lord Jesus, who suffered and bled and died and rose again, so that here in this century, you and I can be the possessors of eternal life. And on the authority of the Bible, the Word of God, we can know that we are saved and on our way to heaven. Again, we want to mention for those who may have missed recent broadcasts that after 25 years, we will conclude our ministry over WNAH at the end of this month. This is not to say that we are changing our objectives. Our objective is to preach the gospel of the grace of God and to reach this community with the good news of salvation, how that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day according to the Scripture. We are simply directing our means of outreach. We are not stopping our outreach. We are not losing our zeal for lost souls. We are not any less concerned, but more so as we see the time approaching when we'll not have this opportunity when the Lord Jesus takes His church out. We are redirecting our outreach, not stopping it. And so we want to reaffirm on these last few broadcasts that even though our direction and our means of outreach will be changed, we are still committed to the Word of God, to the person of the Lord Jesus, and to the goal of proclaiming the good news of the gospel to as many people as we possibly can. Concerning the Bible, for the past 25 years since this radio broadcast began, we have been and remain committed to the inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of the living God. We believe that there is but one God, and yet He manifested Himself as God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Son came through the miracle of the virgin birth to die at Calvary, to die as the Lamb of God, so that you and I might have salvation, eternal life, a home in heaven. He did this because man is a sinner, incapable of saving himself, incapable of doing anything to bring himself into a right relationship with God. And that's why Jesus died, to give us eternal life, a home in heaven, and sins forgiven. We believe that the one thing Christ loved and died for is His church, not the buildings, as we mentioned on the last broadcast, but believers, those who have been snatched as brands from the burning, those who have been brought into a right relationship with God through the blood of His cross. And it tells us in Acts 2 that Christ adds to the church daily those such as are being saved. Then we also read that Christians should assemble themselves together in local church fellowship. Also in Acts chapter 2, the early church steadfastly devoting themselves constantly. They gathered together to study the Word of God, to pray, to have fellowship, and to have the Lord's Supper, to the remembrance of the Lord Jesus. We believe those things are still important to God, and we still practice them. We gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't gather in any other man-made name. Just as when my wife and I were married, she took my name. She became Mrs. Phelan. And so when I became a Christian, I took the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I have, for over 35 years, found it unnecessary to take any name other than the name given to me in the Word of God. He calls all of us who know and love Him Christians. He calls us believers. He calls us His children. He calls us saints. He calls us brethren. And those names are inclusive of all who know and love our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are to meet regularly. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, and exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We believe out at the Gospel Chapel, just as we have always during these 25 years of broadcasting, that the Scriptures alone are a sufficient guide in matters of church practice and government. The Word of God was given to guide the New Testament church, the believers of that day and this day. Many groups have their own church doctrines, their own church rules and regulations and guidelines. Beloved, I am convinced that Christ, the head of the church, gave us all the rules, all the guidelines, all the input we need for both church government and church practice. And we'll have to continue with this in our next broadcast. But let us say that again, as we conclude our broadcast over WNAH at the end of this month, we are totally committed to the Word of God, to the person of the Lord Jesus, and to the reaching of this community through the preaching of the gospel of the grace of God. Call if we can be of any help, and may the Lord richly bless you today for His name's sake. Amen.